Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. And it's, you know, but it's good stuff. I enjoy it. You know, the technology is just getting better and better. And, you know, I used to, when I was a young man in this business, you know, well, I've been doing it for 45 plus years, but the last 36 of it's been specifically in public safety. You know, we used to, the radios were large, and, you know, the trunk unit had to go in, the trunk, and, you know, the lighting, we had to have these relays because there were, you know, lights were lights, and they drew current, you know, with the motors to spin them, and, you know, and they would draw a ton of current, so we would have to, you know, take everything to the trunk, and then we'd have these distribution systems to distribute the power, and, you know, and to have the radio trunk unit back there, and the siren, you know, had to get power and all that. And then, and up front, you know, we would have either control heads or full radios, and, you know, and then as everything got smaller, it was like, oh, it's going to be so much easier, you know, with these smaller radios and these LED lights and, you know, and everything like that. No, because then they just added MBCs, they had, you know, radar units, they had, you know, you name it, you know, and just so everything got smaller, but then you got to put 10 times the number of stuff in. So right back to just always a chore to find out where to put stuff.
Well, that's one of my challenges shopping for my next vehicle. Is, I keep looking at, okay, nice car. It's got the engine I like. It's got a grab handle by the door I like. Okay, good. Where am I going to put my radio? And, oh, by the way, where's the antenna going to go? Why did you put so damn much glass on the roof? It's like, grumble. Talking about the tin can thing, I saw something recently, spy stuff for travelers, basically. One of the tricks was you take one of the towels in your hotel and you roll it up and jam it under the door handle so that people that try to do the under-door attack can't get a grip on the door latch to open your door. And the other was you take a fork and stick a fork in the door jamb at the very top on the side furthest from the hinge, and then you hang a cup on the fork so that opening the door will certainly make noise and probably wake you up. So I'm like, you know, I've done a lot of traveling and stayed in more than my fair share of hotels, and I don't remember anybody trying to break in the middle of the night, but there was this one time they double-booked a room, and I walked in on a guy taking a shower and scared the bejesus out of him. But anyway, I digress.